Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 15, the verses 1 to 6. Genesis 15, 1 to 6. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." But Abram said, "Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. My theme for this reflection is finding hope in uncertainty. In Genesis 15, 1 to 6, Abram is immersed in the depth of his uncertainty and impatience. The weight of childlessness and unfulfilled promises lay heavy on him. But God, in his infinite wisdom, reminds Abram of his promises, not through words alone, but through the tangible imagery of the countless stars above. God was saying, "As sure as the stars shine, so will my promise stand." And in this profound moment, Abram believed. Dear friends, life often mirrors Abram's uncertainty. Dreams unfulfilled, hopes dashed, promises delayed. Yet the story of Abram reminds us that God's promises are as constant as the night sky. Just as the stars don't disappear even when clouds obscure them, God's promises remain even in our darkest moments. I think it is true to say that we all have our own Genesis 15 moments when life's delays and uncertainties loom large. In those moments, let us remember to look above and beyond. For in the vast expanse of the skies and the beauty of creation, we are reminded of a promise-keeping God who is ever faithful. Let us trust him, for he will do what he has promised to do. Two questions for reflection. 1. When faced with uncertainty, how can we shift our focus from what's missing to the steadfastness of God's promises? 2. What unfulfilled areas in our lives need the reassurance of God's starry promises? Ever faithful God, when life's uncertainties cloud our vision, remind us to look up and see your promises as unchanging as the stars. Grant us the faith of Abram, to believe in your timings and your plans even when they seem distant. Teach us patience, resilience, and unwavering trust in your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.